Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, servant and apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God, the gospel of 1 Corinthians 15, 3, 4, how that Jesus died for our sin, according to Scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day, according to Scripture. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, the Jew first, and also to the Greek. That's what I'm ministering to you, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1970, the month of October, God introduced me to casting out devils. It was in the Bible. I could not believe it was in the Bible that I read when I was being raised under John Wesley's doctrine. I could not believe that was the same Bible that I read when I was being raised under John Wesley doctrine. Incredible. Incredible. John Wesley doctrine. And it says in the Bible, the King James Bible, that it tells about devil and the power that devils have. And in 1970, when I was first introduced to devils, demons, unclean spirits, having been involved as a veterinarian for years, 8 years, and seeing sicknesses of horses and people in the 50s and early 50s when I was a hospital corpsman in the United States Navy. Thank God. You can read that on my website, all about it, about my military background and my hospital corpsman background, and I knew how to say corpsman, not corpsman. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. You can read all about it. But in 1970, God showed me in the Bible that John Wesley taught. You know, the King James, if I know anything, or if I had been informed correctly, was translated by some of the best Hebrew and Greek scholars in England. Now, all you scholars know more than I do. After all, I am a minister of the gospel, a servant of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, as I understand, the King James Bible was translated by the best translators, that King James, and wouldn't that be of England? Would that be of England, Kelly?
That's of England.
That's of England. Oh, the best he had translated. Amen. And I started seeing when God opened my eyes in October 1970 that the Bible talked about Jesus of Nazareth casting out devils in the synagogue. I'll never forget the first chapter that I ever read where God opened my blind eyes to demons. But I believe it was Mark chapter 1 where Jesus entered into the synagogue and thought. And there was a man in there with an unclean spirit. And that unclean spirit yelled out, "Leave us alone, Jesus of Nazareth. I know who you are. Goodness sake, let us alone." I read that first chapter of Mark with my eyes open, not as a Catholic, not as a Baptist, not as a Pentecostal, not as a Methodist, not as a Church of Christ, but a man that God had opened his eyes. And Jesus cast the devil out of that man. I believe he called it an unclean spirit. And I believe he said, "Come out, you unclean spirit." And that wicked, unclean spirit that inhabited that man came out. It came out. And the people marveled at the authority of Jesus. "What a word is this," they said, "that even God even gives such authority unto men." Notice those Jews called Jesus a man, not God, Jack. Isn't that amazing? That's in the Holy Book that y'all believe. Well, since that time in October 1970, God started showing me about devils, about casting people out, devils out of people. And I've cast devils out of Catholics, out of Methodists, out of Baptists, out of Church of Christ, out of Muslims, out of Pentecostals, and out of Africans, out of people from Mexico, people from Russia, and Italy, and California, and Missouri, and Texas. Oh, hallelujah. Has it been fun casting devils out of Allah's children? What a blessing. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to have Kathy D. read to me and to you. Acts 19, I believe it begins in verse 13 and wherever she stops. Kathy D., are you ready to read?
Ready. "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of the priests which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them. So they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified."
You made thine denominational people that preach, but you don't believe. You read, but you can't see what you read. But in this 19th chapter of Acts, there was a Jew, and they had seven sons, and they were exorcists. They cast out devils, supposedly. But those seven sons decided to cast the devils out of a man. And they said, what? I adjure thee?
We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches.
Oh, yes. That's what you main liners can do. Adjure whom Paul preached, or who the Pope preached, or someone else preached. God bless you. And those demons and that man said, well, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is it that wild? And did he not jump on seven sons? One man?
Then one man leaped on them all.
Leaped on all of them. And he stripped them naked of their clothes. Is that right?
That's right.
And wounded them. You main liners, that's what you can do with a man with a devil. Incredible. And those seven exorcists, sons of Sceva, Jews, fled, naked, wounded. That's what you mainliners can do for a man or a woman with devils. Amen. Now, let me tell you, I'm one man, anointed of God, to preach the gospel to the poor. And that's what I do. And I preach it everywhere, all over the world. I've been to Zimbabwe, and I cast spirits out of communists. Oh, yeah. I've been to Mexico, and I've cast spirits out of Catholics. I've been in California, and I've cast spirits out of denominational people. And I've been in Indiana, South Bend, and I've cast spirits out of Catholics and Pentecostals. Hallelujah. And I've been in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I cast spirits out of people that Oral Roberts and Kenneth Hagin said they could not have evil spirits, but I cast them out anyway. See, I did not listen to Oral Roberts nor Kenneth Hagin. That took place in June of 1986. Thank God. You see, I have authority in America. I have authority in the world. And I cast out devils everywhere I go. I had a Muslim woman come to my office one day, and I was sitting in my office, and I heard this spirit say, this woman, to Patty, my wife, who's now in heaven, is a pastor here? And I came up out of my chair, and I walked out of my office to the reception room. And when I walked through the door, I said, come out there, you Muslim devil, you. Come out, you Muslim spirit. Come out in the name of Jesus. And that spirit in that woman tried to attack Patty D. Patty Davidson, my first wife. Thank God. But that spirit couldn't do anything. Kept reaching. Trying to attack her. Come out, you Muslim devil, you. Come out, you Muslim spirit. You, come out, you wicked thing. You wicked spirit. Come out, this woman. A little bit, the anointing left, and she was free. I said, and what could I do for you? She said, well, I heard you gave away $100 bills. And I thought I'd like to have one. I said, well, ma'am, instead of $100 bills, you got your Muslim devils cast out of you. God bless you. One day I saw her on a street corner at water, just across the water line, pointing to talking to some people and pointing to this my building. I don't know what she's saying, but I haven't seen her since. But you better know, I just soon cast the devil out of the chief Muslim that ever lived. It doesn't bother me. Whatever God says me to do, you are going to get free. I don't care if you're the president, if you are the Pope. I don't care if you are the first person in the Baptist Church. I don't care if you are the bishop in a bishop in the Methodist Church. I don't care if you are an Episcopal rector. I don't care what you are. I cast devils out of anybody God sends me to. And I'm just one man. And I've been at this 43 years. And guess what? I haven't lost my clothes. Now, I still wear clothes. Today, I was telling some people, if I am as wicked as people around me say I am, I would be in a million pieces. But I'm one man, anointed of God, but by the Holy Ghost, to preach the gospel, the Holy Ghost with power, which is the gospel. And you wicked people, gnash upon me with your teeth. You lie in court, you lie on blogs, you lie when you're deposed under oath, the authority of a court. You just lie, 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 and none of your lies work. And I am now time, it is now time to shut this thing down. God bless you. I'm going to have dinner. Good day, Doyle Davidson from Plano, Texas.